Towards the beginning of Parshat Va'era, there's a very vague pasuk. Torah tells us, "Va'idabar Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aharon, va'yitzavem el bnei Yisrael ve'el Paro melech Mitzrayim, lotziat bnei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim." So Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aharon, and he commanded them, literally two Bnei Yisrael and two Paro Melech Mitzrayim, to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim.
Now, if we take a look at the Pasuk, it seems that there were two Tzivuyim here. There was a Tzivuy about Bnei Yisrael, and there was a Tzivuy about Paro. Now, the Pasuk tells us at the end, and that may very well have been the Tzivuy about Paro, L'hotziyah b'nei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim. The simplest understanding is, okay, Hashem commanded Moshe and Aharon that they should go and command Paro to let b'nei Yisrael go. But what's the tzivui to b'nei Yisrael? You don't have to command b'nei Yisrael to let b'nei Yisrael go. They're ready and waiting to go. So what's the tzivui to b'nei Yisrael? So Rashi tells us, v'yitzavim el b'nei Yisrael, tziva lehem. It's not that he gave a tzivui to Moshe and Aharon to tell Bnei Yisrael, but he gave a tzivui to Moshe and Aharon about Bnei Yisrael. And what was the tzivui? Lanhigam benachas v'lisbalotam. Listen, Moshe and Aharon, you're becoming leaders of Am Yisrael. It's not going to be easy. They're not an easy people. You're going to have to learn to have patience, a lot of patience with Bnei Yisrael. And that was the tzibur that he told them. He told Moshe and Aharon, El Bnei Yisrael, meaning about Bnei Yisrael. Very nice. But the Yerushalmi, I think in Masachad Rosh Hashanah, says something very strange. It says, Moshe and Aharon were told now to give a tzibur, actually to pass over a mitzvah to Bnei Yisrael. And what mitzvah were they told to tell Bnei Yisrael right now? It was the mitzvah of Shiluach HaVadim. What's the mitzvah of Shiluach HaVadim? You know that an Eved Ivri works for 6 years, whether he sells himself as an Eved, or whether he is sold as an Eved because he stole, he didn't have money to pay back, but he works for 6 years, and after 6 years you have to free your Eved Ivri. So the Torah comes along and tells us, Pasha Mishpatim, the din of Eved Ivri. Says Yerushalmi, yes, it appears in Pasha Mishpatim, but Bnei Yisrael were already told about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaVadim right here and now, while they were still in Mitzrayim. So B'chaim Shmulevitz comes along and asks, what? Why? Of all the mitzvot that Bnei Yisrael need to hear, this is what you have to tell them? The mitzvah of Shiluach HaVadim only applies once the mitzvah of Yovel begins. The mitzvah of Yovel begins only after Bnei Yisrael conquer Eretz Yisrael and settle the land. Now, they're going to be 40 years in the desert, 7 years of conquering the land, 7 more years of settling the land. I mean, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaVadim isn't going to start for over a half a century. And even if you're going to come along and tell me, yeah, but they didn't know right now that they were going to be in the desert for 40 years. But still, it couldn't wait to Matan Torah. It's not happening before they get into Eretz Yisrael. There are a lot of important mitzvot. Not Shabbos, not Kashrus, not Taras HaMishpacha, but of all the mitzvot, you have to tell them, while they're still in Mitzrayim, you have to tell them about Shiluach HaVadim. Why? Explains Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. It's very hard to send away an Eved. You bought an Eved, paid good money for it, for him. And you're treating him fine. You're providing for him. You're living in a society where avodim are acceptable. And now, all of a sudden, I have to let him go. Not only that, I have to give him matanos when he leaves. I have to provide him, give him a stipend. Why should I have to free my avod? He stole, or he sold himself as a slave. It's his own fault. I paid. Why should I have to let him go? It's very hard to give up a
not get any of your money back and actually pay him an extra stipend. But there's one type of person that can understand how important it is to send away an eved. And that's a person who himself suffered from a lack of freedom. If I myself had suffered from a lack of freedom, I know how important freedom is. I know how debilitating it is not to be free. Not to have the freedom to do what I want. I know how horrible it is to be enslaved. Somebody who underwent that experience can really appreciate the mitzvah of sending your avodim away. Bnei Yisrael are now in Mitzrayim. They've been suffering from the Shibud Mitzrayim for decades upon decades. They know how debilitating, how hard it is to be a slave. They know how much they want freedom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe and Aaron, seize the moment. Now's the time to tell them about the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim. Not in another year, not in another 6 months, not once they leave Mitzrayim. While they're in Mitzrayim, they can still appreciate how important freedom is. Now tell them about the parasha of Shiluach Avadim. Because if you tell them now, they'll say, yeah, now we understand. And it's going to be embedded in their psyche how important Shiluach Avadim is. If you wait till Matan Torah, at Matan Torah they've been freed for weeks. They're beginning to forget. And they're going to start having all sorts of terutzim. Right, maybe not. Okay, I was a slave. Some people are slaves. You have to sometimes seize the moment and take the opportunity that presents itself and now teach them right now about the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim. Shabbos, Kashrus, other mitzvahs, there'll be plenty of time. But now's the time to get Bnei Yisrael to understand, to agree, to appreciate how important it is when the time comes to let their Avadim go free. Anybody who's been in MMY knows there's a certain mantra, a certain saying in MMY. I think it's even on the door of the Beit Midrash now. That is that Shavuos is tomorrow. So I want to let you in on a little bit of secret. I checked the calendar. It's not true. Shavuos isn't tomorrow. It's not tomorrow. It's not coming this week. It's not coming in the week afterwards. We're in the month of Teves. And I remember that Shavuos is in Sivan. And this is Teves. So after Teves, there's Shvat, there's Adar, then there's Nisan, then there's Sivan, then there's Iyar. Almost messed it. And then there's Sivan. So Shavuos isn't tomorrow. But I want to let you in on another secret. I also checked the calendar. And Elul is gone. Rosh Hashanah passed. And Yom Kippur passed. And Sukkot passed. And we finished Tishrei. And we finished Mar Cheshva. And Chanukah is over. And we finished Kislev. We're already in Teves. And although Shavuos may not be tomorrow, a great deal of the year has passed. There's a whole semester left in MMY. But there's only one more semester left in MMY. When you came here, what did you want to accomplish this year? What were your goals? What did you hope to achieve? In terms of your learning, in terms of your avodas Hashem,
terms of your midos, in terms of your ben adam lamakom, your ben adam lachavero. What goals did you set for yourself? What kind of person did you want to be when you left MMY? And have you taken advantage of the time to work on those goals? Today is the first day of the second semester. And it's time to seize the moment. To realize that whatever I've done up until now, now we're down to the home stretch. I can't afford to waste my days and my weeks and my months because there isn't so much time left. If I apply myself, then I'll have the time. But you all know, the days sometimes go slowly, but the weeks, like this. And if Shavuos isn't tomorrow, pretty soon it's going to be the day after tomorrow. But when it's the day after tomorrow, it's already going to be too late to take advantage of the year. But if you seize the moment right now, you see, this, I have ideals of what I want to do. I have goals. I have things I want to achieve. And you make the decision, I'm now going to start working on them. Redouble my efforts. You have the ability to accomplish a great deal. What's going to be with Night Seder? I feel like I'm preaching to the choir here. But you can come. And you can come early and you can sign in and then leave. You can come late and sign in and leave. Or you can stay the whole time and stam shmooze. Or you can take advantage. Of learning parsha or learning something else. But of learning. Talk to the returning alumni. They can tell you how much they miss the ability, the time to be able to just sit and learn. They learn a little bit here and there, but they're so caught up in college classes, university. Ah, the good old days. You have the time now, but if you don't take advantage of it, time doesn't stand still. Time flies. You have to hold on to it and grab it and make use of it. And it's not only Night Seder. It's that all your learning and all your avodas Hashem with your tefillos and your midos, you can accomplish a great deal. But you have to seize the moment. And now's the moment. And if you allow me a little bit of drush, it's the parsha of Shiluach Avadim. The shaleach, to send, there are two types of shlichut. You can send something like you send it away, you banish it. And you can send something like you send it forward to lead the way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided us with two avadim. They're called the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. They're just avadim. They're just doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu assigned them to do. You have a choice, you have the opportunity now, Shiluach Avadim. You can send one Eved away, banish. And you can send one Eved forward to lead the way. can tell the Yetzirah, and we never really get rid of the Yetzirah. It's always lurking there. But whatever the Yetzirah, we all have our own Yetziraras for different things. But whatever the Yetzirah is that's trying to convince me not to take advantage of my time here, you say goodbye, Charlie. And the Yetzer HaTov lead the way. Each one of us has a different means, different goals, different things that we want to achieve. We'll concentrate on different things. But while we're still here, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, told by Kadosh Baruch Hu, the parsha of Shiluach Avodim, Ve'in ben Chorin, Elamisha Osei Pator, seize the moment, take advantage of the time. And when you're sitting in this room, a little less than 5 months from now, during banquet, you'll be able to honestly say about yourself, I did good. I not only had a good year, but I made myself a better person. You can all do good.